This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a great coach. He'll be a Hall of Fame coach. He already is, really, even though he's, you know, not retired yet. But listen, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past, right, to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. So I don't care what walk of life you're in or what sport, you know, you're in or whatever it is. There's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott giving his roses to the Kansas City Chiefs. And yeah, it's always a challenge. Mine's, you know, getting out of my warm bed on a cold day. It's a huge challenge for me, Josh. It's a huge challenge. You can tell me it's not?
I mean, you're not wrong.
I wake up today, I look at my weather app, and just, I sigh.
Buddy, it wasn't that cold
No,
morning.
It wasn't that cold. But
it was colder yesterday.
It was cold enough.
I had like an inch of ice on my windshield yesterday.
Oh, that's the worst.
I sat in my car for like, I refused to scrape it. I was like,
Are you somebody that keeps your scraper in the car year round? Or,
yeah.
Or okay.
It's really just because I have nowhere to put it in my house.
Mm-hmm. You just got
to
put it in the trunk. That's where you put it. You put it in the trunk.
I have like an SUV though, so it's like it's in the trunk, but I can still see it.
Mine's on the floor of my back seat. Yeah, it does now, not move from there.
That's where it is right now because now it's like, okay, if I get in the car and I have to reach for it, I don't have to, like, I can reach around behind and grab it, but I don't have to go into the trunk.
It threw me for a loop like 2 weeks ago. My girlfriend texted me. She goes, I got to remember to put my ice scraper in my car. And I'm like, what do you mean put it back in? It left? And
right.
She goes, yeah, you don't take it out. I'm like, why would I?
You have it for 7 months out of the year.
Yeah. Just like, keep it there.
But again, it's a where am I going to put it in my house? Like,
well, like I'm not going to put it on a mantle. I hate that thing.
Yeah, right.
It's a necessity.
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in a closet and it's gone.
Or
vanishes.
It's going to be a, oh no, I'm late for work and oh, I walked outside and there's snow on my car. But oh, look, my snow brush isn't in my car.
Yep. Always prepared.
Yeah, always prepared because you never know.
You can never say that about us. We're not unprepared.
What did they call that storm in October when we were like six? A surprise storm? Yeah.
I was going to say it was
I always just called it the October storm.
Oh, I thought it was called the October surprise storm.
I mean,
it probably was.
It could be both.
Surprise,
yeah. Like, but still, regardless, it's like, you know, they call it a surprise for a reason.
I like to appreciate things. They call it surprise for a reason. Let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Mark is on the line. Mark, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Going into this game, I kind of feel weird about it. I kind of, like a lot of people have been talking about on the radio, like the playoff game against the Chiefs is the one that matters. If we lose this game, my biggest concern is going to be that this team has the inability to beat a team with a winning record. Ravens, Texans, and now the Chiefs are probably who we're going to play in the playoffs. And I think that's the biggest concern. I know we're getting healthier off the bye. I think that's the biggest takeaway. We got to this game healthy. After the bye, we get Milano back, Cooper, you know, our receivers back. But I just feel weird about this game. I hate the Chiefs. I want to hate them more than I do because they're so likable. Travis Kelce, as much as he kills us, he's likable on his podcast with his brother. That just annoys me even more. But, that's my biggest concern. We got to start beating teams with winning records. And I'm going to have to listen to you boys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah.
The hate thing is something that I've struggled with, too, because it's like you respect them, but you also don't want to. Like,
I'm kind of there.
Does that make sense? Like,
last year kind of got me there. We were talking about earlier this week of just last year's game in the regular season against the Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
and how poorly the Chiefs conducted themselves afterwards.
Yeah.
I kind of got there. I agree on the Kelce podcast, though. They are a very fun personality.
Is that more Jason Kelce, though?
I think it's both. I think both are a lot of fun.
I like Jason Kelce. I think he's a good guy. I think he's funny. He's hopefully going to be here this weekend. Obviously, he'll be rooting on his brother this time. Last time he was here, he went to the tailgates and did bowling ball shots and everything and got the whole experience. But
he seemed to enjoy himself.
Good. Convert him.
On the winning record thing, or playing teams with winning, beating teams with winning records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their last one was week one against Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, Arizona's easily, like, if we're just going off of win-loss and your, you know, quote-unquote best win, it's, like, easily Arizona. Easily. Tennessee's bad. Jacksonville, bad. Colts, their franchise.
Broken.
Broken emotionally,
Miami broken.
Mentally.
Miami broken.
Well, Miami maybe figured it out with that win over the Rams.
That's true, but it is the Rams.
Well, yeah, and the Rams have also had a lot of issues this year where all of a sudden now it went from, like, that could be a fun game in L.A. to, are they actually that good? I mean, they had their full complement of weapons. Miami's not a good defense, and they handled them. So, I think up to this point, the Bills have not really played a team with a winning record. But you also don't get to make your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten two bites of the apple with Houston and Baltimore. You could argue both times you just were not healthy.
Right. And you didn't have Khalil Shakir for both games. You didn't have...
Effectively didn't have Khalil Shakir for both games.
Right. You did have him in the Baltimore game, but he gets hurt. It just was like all over the place for the first half against Baltimore. And the Texans, I mean, that was also the whole... I don't really know how much it played into it, but the emotional aspect of it, of playing Stephon Diggs...
Nah, I don't think they played much into it at all.
I don't really think it did either.
Allen went 9 for 30.
Yeah, that's true.
No one was getting open. That was the game where they decided we are going to add a wide receiver. It just took a few weeks.
Took a week.
But it doesn't help. I mean, those games still happened. You still lost them.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the excuses are. You still lost them. And, I mean, even the Arizona game, we've talked a lot about slow starts this year. That was... definitively one of their slower starts of the year, where they were down like 17-3 at half, or right before half.
I think that's the one thing, though, is like you can look at all of these games and say, yeah, like there's questions in there, but there's the one thing that's never a question is the second half comebacks or the second half turnarounds. Because obviously they didn't come back against Baltimore and Houston, but you could argue that if they would have been healthy, they probably could have came back against both.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at every single game, and I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the fact that you can always count on them to come back or at least attempt to come back and like show some life coming out of the locker room in that second half, I think that's something that's really important, and I think that's something that's really important in a playoff scenario.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not there yet, but in terms of, you know, let's say it's an Orchard Park home playoff game and all of a sudden you're down in the first half. Okay, cool, whatever. Doesn't matter. Like that's the thing to me is it feels like that's the one thing that's for certain for the Bills this year is they've always figured out how to come back and how to come out and at least make it interesting.
Yeah, the third quarter's always been a very good quarter for them, specifically this year. But they do have one of the worst point differentials in the first half, but I think specifically the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
On Mark's point, though, especially bringing up playoff teams, this team has given me trust. I don't need to always see them play a bunch of great teams in a year and win them all the time. This team's going to win 11 to 14 games every year with Josh Allen, it feels like.
Yeah.
I don't need to see them beat 5-6 playoff teams in a year to think, oh, they're going to beat them. Are you sure they're going to do it in the playoffs? I've seen what this team turns into.
Yeah.
Coaching staff, that's a different conversation.
The players.
But the players specifically, I feel good mainly – the main character, Josh Allen, I've seen him turn into a superhero at times in the playoffs, making highlights that I will tell my kids about for years and likely start lying about the stats to make him a folk hero. Like the Pittsburgh run last year will probably turn into a 99-yard run by the time I'm 70. I'm just being honest. It probably
right,
will.
Right.
I think it was like 45 last year. It'll be 99. It's what's going to be.
I also think it's... you know, now is where you're really going to see what they can actually do in the next 4 weeks here. Because even though the Rams are a team with a losing record, like you've said, they had injuries. It's had a lot of problems this year for the Rams. So it's one of those where it's, you know how good they are.
You know how good they can be.
Right, but you're right. You know how good they can be, but they just don't look like that right this second. With the 49ers, they've gotten healthy. They're back. Kind of. Brandon Ayuk is still out, obviously.
He's going to be out for the year.
But it's still the 49ers. They still have all these different weapons. They still have that great system under Kyle Shanahan. That's still an important test. Obviously, the Chiefs. And then the Lions. I mean, the Lions, I think no matter who you put into the – you could put a super team between the Chiefs and the Bills against the Lions in the Super Bowl this year, and I don't think they'd win.
I'm very
The Lions
nervous.
Look unstoppable.
I'm very nervous about the Lions.
I don't really care if you lose them in the regular season because
it's an NFC team. It really won't play any bearing on it. It's kind of the same with San Francisco.
I just don't think they're stoppable. They should not have the loss they have. Like they should be the only undefeated team in the NFL right now, in my opinion.
They did lose to Tampa.
They lost to Tampa by 4 points. I don't remember
rematch
why.
Of the NFC divisional game from last year. That's what
is that going to be a playoff game? Are they going to get to meet again in the playoffs?
Don't even know if Tampa's in a playoff spot right now.
That's true.
They are not. Yeah, they're 4-6. Never mind.
What happened in this game? Why did they lose?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I mean, 2016.
Jared Goff threw 307 yards. He threw the ball 55 times.
They won a game where he threw five picks. Stats mean nothing to me anymore.
He also threw two interceptions in that game. Baker Finally Mayfield had him. An interception and a rushing touchdown. I don't know. Like I said, I don't remember that game. But the Lions are a team to me where it's like...
I also care so little about a game that happened in week two, like to now.
Fair.
Because,
look at every team set. Look at every game
set. What I've seen from the Lions is they get turnovers, they score special teams and defensive touchdowns. They're incredible on offense. Even when, and I've brought this game up a lot this week, but even when their quarterback throws five picks, they are good enough to stay in a game and win a game. Mm-hmm. And they are so, so well coached. They are so talented. They, to me, feel like they feel like what San Francisco has felt like for years in the NFC, which is head and shoulders above everybody. They might have some close games in the NFC playoffs. It will be stunning at this rate if they are not in the Super Bowl representing the NFC.
If you look at the Lions, though, compared to the 49ers, do you think the Lions won't have as much longevity?
No, I think they'll have more longevity. Their quarterback's better than anything San Francisco's had.
Right, but
I'm trashing Jared Goff with the five picks, but
Jared Goff is also 30.
Cool. He can play with 35, 36. Absolutely. He's not mobile already.
That's true. He's throwing all those interceptions and they're still winning. So you're right.
It wasn't even that. It's not like he's losing mobility.
That's true. Because he's already not mobile.
He's a guy that I'm going to run your system. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do it well.
I look at them
they've got young offense. That's the biggest problem with San Francisco now, too, is their core's getting older.
Right.
They're getting injured more. They're getting older, where the Lions are just a younger version of them. And they run a very similar scheme. I mean, they have the two running back. Monster that is Jameer
Sonic
Gibbs.
And Knuckles.
Yes, Jameer
such
Gibbs,
a good
David
nickname.
Montgomery. They're so good, and then he's got young receivers too. I mean, I'm on Ross St. Brown's the best slot receiver in the sport.
Right.
Jameson Williams, when he is on the field, is an incredible deep ball receiver. Sam Laporta took a while to get going. He's finally getting going now. I mean, he's one of the best young tight ends in football. And then Gibbs and Montgomery, as we already mentioned with running backs, are really good pass catchers. And I think Montgomery's a little bit older. Quite a bit older than Gibbs, but. Mm-hmm. They're fine there. The young version of what the 49ers were. I think they have more staying power, though. I barely trust their quarterback more than Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy.
The one thing, though, with the Lions is you're going to find out if it's Ben Johnson or if it's the Lions. When Ben Johnson leaves, you're going to find out if it's him or if it's the Lions that are the reason.
I want to be a fly on the wall. For like all of his interviews, because I feel like he's walking in and interviewing teams,
right?
Like that's what that's going to be. Is he's walking and going, "Why should I come here? Not why. Mm-hmm. Why should we hire you?" Mm-hmm. And there are certain teams I know that will not fly. Dallas, when they eventually fire Mike McCarthy, super's not going to fly. You got to be a yes man to Jerry. The Bears, even though they should be doing everything on heaven and earth to get him to come there, I don't know if that's going to really fly there, because Ben Johnson does not fit. The Chicago Bears vibe, which they need to change, because you're seeing it's ruining Caleb Williams. It's ruining an offense that has a lot of talent.
Yeah.
That's why I don't necessarily know if he's going to leave this year.
He's a guy that can wait for that perfect opportunity, because he's kind of like Steve Spagnuolo. Like, Spagnuolo doesn't have to leave Kansas City.
His difference is I don't know if anyone's looking for him because of how bad he was as a head coach.
True.
Johnson, I think, is just taking it as a, no, I'm that talented at my job. this organization, I know it's strange because it's Detroit, has so much positive structure around it that I'm not going to tank a year and it'll be over for me. And I can wait for the job that will actually keep me employed for 15 years.
Right.
Instead of being, here, perfect example, Brian Daboll, who goes to the Giants to effectively fix Daniel Jones. And now he might be put out to pasture because of Daniel Jones, who everyone knew was not a good quarterback when he was hired.
Mm-hmm.
And instead he's going to be sitting there going, nope, I'm going to wait for the perfect one. Like Jacksonville, I would have told you maybe could be on there. Nope.
Not anymore.
I think because Trevor Lawrence, just I don't know if he's good enough. Caleb has the leeway of it's year one, Matt Eberflus, and you just fired an office coordinator that the Bears players can't stop trashing in the media in Shane Waldron. So maybe there, but they're like the only team I'm thinking of that like has like a realistic shot at hiring him. They're the only one.
Yeah.
And it's super fun. Because he is going to be like the star of the coaching carousel, and he may not even move.
Imagine if he went to Washington, what he'd be doing with Jaden Daniels right now.
It's the thing. You're seeing what Cliff Kingsbury is able to do.
And I think Kingsbury is like, he had a bad shake in
Arizona.
No,
he was terrible. I hate Cliff Kingsbury, man.
You really?
Oh, I think
he's doing great with Washington.
Yeah, because he's a very good OC. I think he is.
Oh, as a head coach.
Yeah, I think he's
okay,
an abysmal head coach.
But, hey, listen, you put Ben Johnson there with another offensive mind like Cliff Kingsbury, mm-hmm. and that's just like boom, two things coming together. Just what is that? That would be amazing.
I like that we're saying all of this, and it could turn out to be he's like just a terrible head coach, and
yeah.
just a very and just a truly excellent OC. He could be a terrible head coach. We have no idea, and we may never find out.
Maybe he knows, and he's just trying to spare the NFL.
He's like, I'm going to keep taking interviews, but no, this is where I'm at. 803-0550, the number to call. Vibes check for Chiefs Week. We'll read your tweets as well after a quick timeout. And a reminder, coming up at 11 o'clock, Sal Capaccio joins the show for a better look at the Bills, with just a few more days until they host the Kansas City Chiefs, a 4:25 kickoff on Sunday. This is WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.